Brain-Computer Interface Unveiled, in the Wall Street Journal, by Daniela Hernandez and Heather Mack. Elon Musk and top-level scientists from his neuroscience startup Neuralink Corporation, who are developing a next-generation brain-computer interface, were expected to unveil a significant advance toward a therapeutic device Tuesday night. The device would connect human brains and machines with more precision than other available devices, according to the company, which has been developing the technology for roughly 2 years. Neuralink is putting together a submission to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to start testing the technology in humans. The goal is to use the platform to treat neurological conditions like movement disorders, spinal cord injury, and blindness. We hope we're less than a year from the first safety study on the order of 5 patients, said Neuralink President Max Hodak. He emphasized that it could take years before the device could help a range of patients. The road is long, he said. Neuralink is one of several companies, including Facebook, Inc., Kernel, Control Labs, and Paradromics, Incorporated, trying to build neural interfaces for clinical and non-clinical applications. In recent years, neurotechnology development has been spurred by public and private investment. The goal of many of these projects is to access as many neurons as possible, because that would give scientists more precise reads on activity that underpins walking, speech, and mood, among other brain functions. They can turn neural recordings into electrical signals that can be fed into a robotic device or back into the nervous system to produce movement or vision, according to experts. At an event Tuesday in San Francisco, Neuralink was expected to describe a tiny probe with nearly 3,100 electrodes laid out across about 100 flexible wires or threads, each individually inserted into rat brains by a custom-made surgical robot. The device can monitor the activity of upward of 1,000 neurons at a time, according to the company. The sewing machine-like robot can target very specific brain areas, helping surgeons avoid major blood vessels, an important consideration for minimizing inflation and long-term damage, according to a paper from the company. Neuroscientists and neurotechnologists said that a platform that can insert tiny electrodes robotically throughout the brain and then analyze activity with custom software is exciting, but cautioned it is too early to tell how quickly Neuralink's device could safely be used in patients. The advantage of a system like Neuralink envisions would be its ability to analyze recording using machine learning and to adapt the type of stimulation it delivers to a patient's brain, according to the company and other experts. Because of Mr. Musk, Neuralink has perhaps the highest profile among startups developing brain-computer interface technology. But in the last couple of years, nearly all startups in the sector have seen a considerable boost in investor and regulator interest. Since 2016, startups include Paradromics and Control Labs have collectively raised about $260 million from a mix of venture capital, grants, and corporate investors. In February, the FDA released guidelines for regulating brain-computer interface technology in hopes of spurring faster development of devices.